So first, he did what we call the active obedience, the active obeying of each commandment. He did for us what was expected of each one of us. And then in what we call his passive obedience, he took the punishment for our failure to do so. So now God forgives us for our failures to keep the commandments because Jesus has taken the punishment, and God looks at us and says, you have kept these commandments perfectly because you are in my Son, Christ Jesus. And you know, the greatest thought of all is that when God says to us, you have kept the commandment, you are holy, you are righteous because you are in Christ Jesus, then even though our observation, our very sober self-examination says, I've sinned, I've broken the commandments, then God's word trumps even our own observation. When God says, yes, but you are holy, yes, but for Christ's sake, the commandment has been kept for you, you are righteous, then in fact, we are righteous, we are holy, we have kept the commandments, even though everything we see about ourselves cries to the opposite.